In a surprise win, former state lawmaker Chris Herod won the Republican nomination to replace Representative Jason Chaffetz of the 3rd Congressional District. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Herod gained 55% of the vote after five tedious rounds of voting at Tempview High School in Provo on Saturday. Herod beat out 10 other conservatives vying for the nomination to replace Chaffetz, who will be resigning his seat on June 30th. In an interview with reporters after his win, Herod said he's used to people underestimating him.
Well, I mean, I've always been comfortable with being the underdog. I mean, part of, you know, if you actually, when you're fencing, you'll actually like that position. You know, sometimes people get disarmed with my smile and not think that I am a competitor or things like that. But that's, those that know me know that I like to compete.
A real estate developer, Herod represented Provo in the Utah House from 2007 through 2012. He challenged Orrin Hatch in the 2012 primary, but was defeated at convention. More recently, he coordinated Ted Cruz's Utah campaign in 2016. Herod's victory was seen by Utah's political observers as something of an upset. He beat out two staunchly conservative female state lawmakers, Deidre Henderson and Margaret Dayton, in a nail-biting final round vote.
Deidre Henderson, 338 votes for 44.89%. Christopher Niles Herod, 415 votes.
Henderson, who once served as Congressman Jason Chaffetz's campaign manager, said she was proud of the campaign she ran, despite some negativity directed toward her. Asked whether she believed gender might have played a role.
I wouldn't like to think so. You know, I took a lot of arrows in this race, and I'm proud of the fact that we didn't attack back and that we stayed positive with a forward-thinking message, and the delegates made their decisions.
Chris Herod will now face two other Republicans, Provo Mayor John Curtis and investment advisor Tanner Ainge, in the GOP primary on August 15th. Both Curtis and Ainge qualified for the ballot by gathering more than 7,000 signatures to bypass the convention. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.